Unit 10. Exam Practice. Listening. Part 1. Questions 1 to 12. For questions 1 to 12, you will hear three telephone conversations. For each question, write one or two words or a number in the numbered spaces on the form. You will hear each conversation twice. Conversation 1. Questions 1 to 4. Look at the form. You will hear a woman placing an order for office supplies. You have 15 seconds to read through the form. Now listen and fill in the spaces.
Initial business supplies. Good morning.
Good morning. This is Lacey Graphics. I'd like to place an order, please.
Okay, I'll just get an order form. Right. Now, it's Lacey Graphics.
That's right. We have an account with you.
Sorry, I didn't know. I'm new here.
Oh, that's okay.
Could you give me your address, please?
Yes, of course. It's Unit 5, Hailsham Industrial Estate, Hailsham.
And that's the delivery address?
Yes.
And could I have your name, please?
Well, I'm Liz Price, but I'd like you to address it to the office manager, please.
Okay, fine. Now, what's the order for?
We'd like 10 boxes of printer paper.
I'm afraid we haven't got any printer paper at the moment. Will photocopy paper do?
Yes, that'll be fine.
And when would you like it?
Well, as soon as possible, really. We've nearly run out.
I can get it to you on Thursday, if you like.
That's great, thanks.
And how will you be paying?
Well, you usually send us an invoice.
Okay, and that's to the same address?
That's right.
Now you will hear the conversation again.
Initial business supplies. Good morning.
Good morning. This is Lacey Graphics. I'd like to place an order, please.
Okay, I'll just get an order form. Right. Now, it's Lacey Graphics.
That's right. We have an account with you.
Sorry, I didn't know. I'm new here.
Oh, that's okay.
Could you give me your address, please?
Yes, of course. It's Unit 5, Hailsham Industrial Estate, Hailsham.
And that's the delivery address?
Yes.
And could I have your name, please?
Well, I'm Liz Price, but I'd like you to address it to the office manager, please.
Okay, fine. Now, what's the order for?
We'd like 10 boxes of printer paper.
I'm afraid we haven't got any printer paper at the moment. Will photocopy paper do?
Yes, that'll be fine.
And when would you like it?
Well, as soon as possible, really. We've nearly run out.
I can get it to you on Thursday, if you like.
That's great, thanks.
And how will you be paying?
Well, you usually send us an invoice.
Okay, and that's to the same address?
That's right.
Conversation 2. Questions 5 to 8. Look at the form. You will hear a woman checking details about a job advertisement. You have 15 seconds to read through the form. Now listen and fill in the spaces.
Hello, David. It's Sarah.
Hello, Sarah.
David, I'm just going over my notes for the advertisement we're putting in the paper. There are still one or two bits of information I need.
Okay, what do you need to know?
Well, you still haven't given me the final job title yet.
Oh, sorry. The job title should be Regional Manager.
And what salary should I put?
Well, it depends on the quality of the candidate, really. Just put competitive salary plus benefits. What we'll ask them to do is send details of their current salary and we'll go from there.
So you want me to put that in the advert as well?
Yes. Add it to the bit about applicants, including their CVs and references.
Okay. And have you decided when you'll be holding interviews?
Yes, it'll be the last week in April. So that's what, the week starting the 25th?
No, I think it's the 26th, actually.
Okay.
And you gave me a date of 17th of March. That's the closing date for applications.
That's right.
Right, David. I think that's everything. Thanks.
Now you will hear the conversation again.
Hello, David. It's Sarah.
Hello, Sarah.
David, I'm just going over my notes for the advertisement we're putting in the paper. There are still one or two bits of information I need.
Okay, what do you need to know?
Well, you still haven't given me the final job title yet.
Oh, sorry. The job title should be Regional Manager.
And what salary should I put?
Well, it depends on the quality of the candidate, really. Just put competitive salary plus benefits. What we'll ask them to do is send details of their current salary and we'll go from there.
So you want me to put that in the advert as well?
Yes. Add it to the bit about applicants, including their CVs and references.
Okay. And have you decided when you'll be holding interviews?
Yes. It'll be the last week in April. So that's what, the week starting the 25th?
No, I think it's the 26th, actually.
Okay.
And you gave me a date of 17th of March. That's the closing date for applications.
That's right.
Right, David. I think that's everything. Thanks.
Conversation 3. Questions 9 to 12. Look at the form. You will hear a man checking details of his appointments. You have 15 seconds to read through the form. Now listen and fill in the spaces.
Simpson & Co., good morning.
Hello, Anna.
Oh, hello, Roger.
Oh, I'm glad I caught you. Listen, I'm at the airport and I've just realised I've left my diary in the office. You can't see it anywhere, can you?
Hang on. Here it is.
Oh, great. Now, can you have a look at tomorrow? I've got an appointment at 11:30 at Maplow, but what's the name of the woman I'm seeing?
It's Delorme. Marie Delorme.
That's it. It's gone right out of my head. Is that D-E-L-O-R-M-E?
That's right.
And what's her position in the company exactly?
She's their new research director.
That's it, right. Then in the afternoon, I'm meeting Monsieur Bellois at 3:30, but I can't remember whether we agreed to meet at his company or the hotel.
Well, there's nothing here about the hotel.
All right, then it must be at his company. Sorry, Anna, I'll have to go. My plane's boarding.
Okay, Roger. Oh, before you go, don't forget on Friday, you'll need to confirm your flight to Rome.
Thanks, I'll make a note of it. I'll call you first thing in the morning.
Bye.
Now you will hear the conversation again.
Simpson & Co., good morning.
Hello, Anna.
Oh, hello, Roger.
Oh, I'm glad I caught you. Listen, I'm at the airport and I've just realised I've left my diary in the office. You can't see it anywhere, can you?
Hang on. Here it is.
Oh, great. Now, can you have a look at tomorrow? I've got an appointment at 11:30 at Maplow, but what's the name of the woman I'm seeing?
It's Delorme. Marie Delorme.
That's it. It's gone right out of my head. Is that D-E-L-O-R-M-E?
That's right.
And what's her position in the company exactly?
She's their new research director.
That's it, right. Then in the afternoon, I'm meeting Monsieur Bellois at 3:30, but I can't remember whether we agreed to meet at his company or the hotel.
Well, there's nothing here about the hotel.
All right, then it must be at his company. Sorry, Anna, I'll have to go. My plane's boarding.
Okay, Roger. Oh, before you go, don't forget on Friday, you'll need to confirm your flight to Rome.
Thanks, I'll make a note of it. I'll call you first thing in the morning.
Bye.
That is the end of part one. You now have 20 seconds to check your answers. Part two, questions 13 to 22. Section one, questions 13 to 17. You will hear 5 telephone calls. For each piece, decide which place, A to H, each speaker is at. Write one letter, A to H, next to the number of the piece. Do not use any letter more than once. You will hear the 5 pieces twice. You have 15 seconds to read the list of companies. Now listen and decide where each speaker is.
So, 2 of the boxes were damaged, and they were the ones with the A3 paper in them. I'm afraid we don't have any more of that in stock. But we've got a delivery coming tomorrow, so we'll send you 2 new boxes as soon as we can, if that's okay.
Well, if you can wait a while, there's something coming up in the next few weeks. Now, I haven't seen it myself, but I've been told by the owners that it should be ready for immediate occupation. So as long as you can work out the finance and insurance in time, you should be in by the start of next month. And it's a lot cheaper than the other site you were considering.
Yes, we can arrange it now if you'd like, if you want to pay by credit card. And if time's the most important factor, then that's what I'd recommend. That way we can guarantee it'll arrive by 8:30 tomorrow morning. But somebody will have to sign for it, of course.
The way it works is that we negotiate an agreed limit with you, say £400. Now, if you use this facility, there's a flat monthly charge of £5. And then there's the interest on the overdraft as well, of course, which is 17.5% at the moment. If you do find that this amount doesn't meet your needs, you can always come in and we can look at the situation again.
You can organise your insurance through us against accidents, theft and loss of baggage for the duration of the trip. We use Non-Stop, a leading company in the business. We find their rates very competitive, so for 2 weeks that'll be £34. Shall I just add the premium onto the fare?
Now you will hear the pieces again.
2 of the boxes were damaged, and they were the ones with the A3 paper in them. I'm afraid we don't have any more of that in stock. But we've got a delivery coming tomorrow, so we'll send you 2 new boxes as soon as we can, if that's okay.
14. Well, if you can wait a while, there's something coming up in the next few weeks. Now, I haven't seen it myself, but I've been told by the owners that it should be ready for immediate occupation. So as long as you can work out the finance and insurance in time, you should be in by the start of next month. And it's a lot cheaper than the other site you were considering.
15.
Yes, we can arrange it now if you'd like, if you want to pay by credit card. And if time's the most important factor, then that's what I'd recommend. That way we can guarantee it'll arrive by 8:30 tomorrow morning. But somebody will have to sign for it, of course.
16.
The way it works is that we negotiate an agreed limit with you, say £400. Now, if you use this facility, there's a flat monthly charge of £5. And then there's the interest on the overdraft as well, of course, which is 17.5% at the moment. If you do find that this amount doesn't meet your needs, you can always come in and we can look at the situation again.
17.
You can organise your insurance through us against accidents, theft and loss of baggage for the duration of the trip. We use Non-Stop, a leading company in the business. We find their rates very competitive, So for 2 weeks, that'll be £34. Shall I just add the premium onto the fare?
Section 2. Questions 18 to 22. You will hear another 5 short pieces. For each piece, decide what the speaker is trying to do. Write one letter, A to H, next to the number of the piece. Do not use any letter more than once. You will hear the 5 pieces twice. Now listen and decide what each speaker is trying to do. Eighteen.
Hello, this is Arkwright Engineering, and I'm calling on behalf of James Peterson. Mr. Peterson would like to thank you for your letter and would be delighted to attend the Frankfurt Fair as your guest. He's away in Helsinki until the end of the week, but he'll contact you on his return to finalize arrangements.
Good
morning. My name's Helen Cooper. I was wondering if there are any places still available for the managers in the Millennium Workshop in Manchester in November. Actually, I wanted to do the same workshop in December, but it was cancelled. If there are any places free, could you please call me on 0181 532 7391. Thanks.
Hi, it's Petra here. I've heard you've been having problems with your computer and it's refusing to print again. Do you want me to come and have a look at it? I've got an appointment at 5, but should be free after 6.
Hello, it's Paul Sinclair from SASPRO again. Look, I'm sorry to bother you, but when I called earlier, I'm afraid I was working from an old set of figures. We actually need 4,000 copies of the brochure, not 3,000. I'd be grateful if you could give me a quick call just to confirm this figure. Thanks a lot. Bye.
22.
Good morning, this is Peter Williams. I'm afraid a very serious problem has come up here, and I've got to stay and deal with it tomorrow. So this means that I can't make our meeting. It'd be great if we could get together later in the week sometime. Could you give me a ring to confirm that you've got this message? Thanks.
18.
This is Arkwright Engineering, and I'm calling on behalf of James Peterson. Mr. Peterson would like to thank you for your letter and would be delighted to attend the Frankfurt Fair as your guest. He's away in Helsinki until the end of the week, but he'll contact you on his return to finalize arrangements.
19.
Good morning. My name's Helen Cooper. I was wondering if there are any places still available for the managers in the Millennium Workshop in Manchester in November. Actually, I wanted to do the same workshop in December, but it was cancelled. If there are any places free, could you please call me on 0181 532 7391. Thanks.
20.
Hi, it's Petra here. I've heard you've been having problems with your computer and it's refusing to print again. Do you want me to come and have a look at it? I've got an appointment at 5, but should be free after 6.
21.
Hello, it's Paul Sinclair from SASPRO again. Look, I'm sorry to bother you, but when I called earlier, I'm afraid I was working from an old set of figures. We actually need 4,000 copies of the brochure, not 3,000. I'd be grateful if you could give me a quick call just to confirm this figure. Thanks a lot. Bye.
Good morning, this is Peter Williams. I'm afraid a very serious problem has come up here and I've got to stay and deal with it tomorrow. So this means that I can't make our meeting. It'd be great if we could get together later in the week sometime. Could you give me a ring to confirm that you've got this message? Thanks.
2. Part 3. Questions 23 to 30. You will hear a radio interview about health and safety fines in the workplace. For each question, 23 to 30, choose one letter, A, B, or C, for the correct answer. You will hear the interview twice. You have 45 seconds to read through the questions. Now listen and mark A, B, or C.
Good morning, Mr. Hayes.
Good morning.
Now, Mr. Hayes, do we really need to be concerned about health and safety standards in the workplace? I thought things were improving. Surely they can't be worse.
On the whole, I'd certainly agree with you. Clearly, things have moved on a great deal in recent years, but that really isn't the issue here.
So, what exactly is the issue?
Well, quite simply, the seriousness of health and safety offences is no longer reflected in the fines handed out to companies.
So, in other words, you'd like to see fines increased. But how high would you like to see them go?
Well, at the moment, the maximum fine which can be imposed by a magistrate's court is £20,000. What the Health and Safety Commission has been pushing for a very long time is unlimited fines.
Which, at the moment, only the Crown Court can hand out.
Exactly, yes. We'd like to see a lot more cases going to the Crown Court. And this is an area where we've been pushing for government and union support.
But, Mr. Hayes, I can't really imagine that you want to put companies out of business with massive fines.
Well, in extreme cases, that's exactly what we do want. When the offence is so serious that an employee has been killed, for example, then the employer really shouldn't stay in business. Look, the real purpose of the higher fines isn't necessarily to punish offenders, but to make other companies think very carefully about their own health and safety practices.
You mean make examples of offenders?
Well, you could say that, yes, but you must remember there are established codes of practice. By ignoring them, employers are making the workplace unsafe. And quite simply, they're breaking the law.
So, a heavy fine for a big, high-profile company would be an ideal way of generating maximum publicity for your commission.
Well, it would have that effect, yes, but that's not the way it works. While ability to pay can, on occasion, be taken into account, the size of the fines should reflect the level of neglect shown by the employer.
Right. Now, just how successful are local authorities when they take action against companies who break health and safety regulations?
Well, apart from a few cases, local authority prosecutions are generally very successful.
Well, that sounds pretty encouraging, Mr. Hayes.
But not so encouraging when you consider that the average penalty in nearly 1,000 cases last year was only about £1,500. Now, many companies spend more than £2,000 on photocopies alone each month. What we must have is a level of fine which will shock them into action.
And yet, As you said earlier, health and safety standards are improving, and I believe the number of cases against companies has actually fallen slightly in each of the last 4 years.
No, that's correct, and I think it's clear companies are focusing increased attention on the prevention of accidents, but what hasn't changed is the fact that too many people are still being killed and injured in the workplace each year.
Now you will hear the interview again.
Good morning, Mr. Hayes.
Good morning.
Now, Mr. Hayes, do we really need to be concerned about health and safety standards in the workplace? I thought things were improving. Surely they can't be worse.
On the whole, I'd certainly agree with you. Clearly, things have moved on a great deal in recent years, but that really isn't the issue here.
So, what exactly is the issue?
Well, quite simply, the seriousness of health and safety offences is no longer reflected in the fines handed out to companies.
So, in other words, you'd like to see fines increased. But how high would you like to see them go?
Well, at the moment, the maximum fine which can be imposed by a magistrate's court is £20,000. What the Health and Safety Commission has been pushing for a very long time, is unlimited fines.
Which, at the moment, only the Crown Court can hand out.
Exactly, yes. We'd like to see a lot more cases going to the Crown Court. And this is an area where we've been pushing for government and union support.
But, Mr. Hayes, I can't really imagine that you want to put companies out of business with massive fines.
Well, in extreme cases, that's exactly what we do want. When the offence is so serious that an employee has been killed, for example, then the employer really shouldn't stay in business. Look, the real purpose of the higher fines isn't necessarily to punish offenders, but to make other companies think very carefully about their own health and safety practices.
You mean make examples of offenders?
Well, you could say that, yes, but you must remember there are established codes of practice. By ignoring them, employers are making the workplace unsafe. And quite simply, they're breaking the law.
So, a heavy fine for a big, high-profile company would be an ideal way of generating maximum publicity for your commission.
It would have that effect, yes, but that's not the way it works. While ability to pay can, on occasion, be taken into account, the size of the fines should reflect the level of neglect shown by the employer.
Right. Now, just how successful are local authorities when they take action against companies who break health and safety regulations?
Well, apart from a few cases, local authority prosecutions are generally very successful.
Well, that sounds pretty encouraging, Mr. Hayes.
But not so encouraging when you consider that the average penalty in nearly 1,000 cases last year was only about £1,500. Now, many companies spent more than £2,000 on photocopies alone each month. What we must have is a level of fine which will shock them into action.
And yet, as you said earlier, health and safety standards are improving, and I believe the number of cases against companies has actually fallen slightly in each of the last 4 years.
No, that's correct, and I think it's clear companies are focusing increased attention on the prevention of accidents, but what hasn't changed is the fact that too many people are still being killed and injured in the workplace each year.
That is the end of part three. In the exam itself, you would now have 10 minutes to transfer your answers to the answer sheet. That is the end of the test. Exam focus, speaking.
Interview one, part one.